broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump asked if he has confidence in Attorney General Bill Barr, says he should be looking at election fraud.
He hasn't done anything, so he hasn't looked.
The Attorney General said this week the Justice Department has found no evidence of widespread voter fraud. There's talk but no agreement on a new coronavirus financial relief package, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
There's no reason why the fate of funding for vaccine distribution or extending unemployment aid or legal certainty for universities should have been tied to radical ideas like paying people more not to work than essential workers earn on the job.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says a bipartisan plan announced this week is a good start.
We and others will offer improvements, but the need to act is urgent, and we believe that with good faith negotiations, we could very well come to an agreement.
That plan is nearly twice the size of Senator McConnell. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have showers coming back into our forecast, but not right away. I think today is a dry day and also a milder day with a high temperature in the upper 50s to around 60. Tonight, if you have evening plans, I think you're all right, but the chance of showers returns in the overnight hours and at least through the morning and midday hours on Friday, showers are likely. Low tonight, 50. Tomorrow's high, 61. So we are getting a little milder. That's good news. And we have a storm-free weekend forecast. Lots of cool sunshine with highs in the 50s and lows in the 30s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations are now over 1,800, the highest they've been since the pandemic started. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 213,000. More than 33,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Nearly 50% of Alabama's CARES Act funding has not been distributed. State officials say that with less than 30 days to the deadline, 48% of the money is unused. The money will be distributed to programs covering small business relief, education, mental health, and other needs. And the Montgomery cold case death of 16-year-old Jalen Saunders in January of 2019 has now been solved. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced two people have been charged with murder in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM. Dan Moore Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. Let's go to the phones. We do not have John Williams from Morris Corporation in the South. We're going up the food chain about five notches. We have Ashley herself. Ashley, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I'm now talking, I'm mentioning you by name in your ad. I tell people that if you've got, if you're self-employed, you need to call Ashley.
Yes, sir. Hey, and I actually have a surprise for you.
Uh-oh. Is it a good surprise or a bad surprise?
We have somebody else on the phone with us.
Who is that?
That would be one John Williams. Today.
Well, John.
Ashley, being the sweet person she is, she didn't want me to miss out on this. Hey, I'm going to put you on the phone so you can talk with Dan, because I know you love talking with Dan and the audience every day. So I'm out in the field, and I'm on my cell phone, and just in case the reception's not good, hey, I'm here as the backup. She's the main star.
Well, she, let me tell you what, when Joey said Ashley's on the line, I went, all right, we're going to have a fun call today. Not that we don't have a fun call with you, John, but Ashley is so, I mean, and Joey said it when he hung up the phone, she is so bubbly.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell people, matter of fact, I had two people who called you for your birthday, Ashley, and they said, she is so bubbly. And I said, well, she's just like that in person. Where'd you meet her?
I'm going to turn it over to Ashley and let her do it. I just don't stick her hand up there. She's the doer. She's the one that makes things happen. Let's make no mistake about that. So I'm just going to kind of listen in. I know today we're going to draw a winner for the Board Corporation South $50 gift card. So I'm going to just sit back and take a back seat and just listen to you guys. Y'all just take it away.
Ashley, the floor is yours, my dear.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, I wanted to touch on something today. We had a caller that listened to your show call us yesterday and ask specifically about the timing on refinances. Being that we're right here at Christmas, a lot of people may be looking for some extra money, you know, for Christmas and want to refinance their house, get a lower rate, all that packaged into one pretty present. And if everything goes smoothly, our average turnaround time from start to finish is about 12 days.
Wow.
So I just wanted to touch on that. Everything goes really quickly. And your listener, he had said he was dealing with one of the big banks in the area and had been dealing with them for a few months with no communication and really just no idea on where he was in the process.
Was his first name David?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
He called me personally, and I said, you need to call him. And he's self-employed income. I mentioned Ashley, what you did for me, Ashley. I mentioned you, John, that that John will knock over fences to help you and to get your business. So I hope because he's a great guy, and once you get him, you are going to get a whole bunch of other people. He knows a ton of people.
Yeah. Well, I spoke with him personally, Dan, and I know he thinks a lot of you that he's known you over 20 years. So, yeah, absolutely. So,
well,
exactly right. You nailed it.
We've been friends for a lot of years, and we met every Wednesday in a men's prayer group for almost 20 years.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
Yep. Y'all keep rolling.
Well, awesome. So if y'all need some cash or looking for those lower rates, our rates are still pretty low. And y'all can give us a call, and we can definitely see what we can do for y'all. And get it done quick and before Christmas.
567-9000. Am I right with that?
Yes, sir. 567-9000. NMLS 232-876. Equal housing lender.
Okay, let's do the drawing, Joey-san.
Let's do this.
And the winner is...
Jason S.
Jason S., you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up for your Mortgage Corporation of the South $50 gift card. Now, John, I want to tell you something that some audience members of mine have suggested when it comes down to the spring. I've never done a Dan Morris Show get-together in Wetumpka. And they said, everybody knows where Mortgage Corporation in the South is, and said, maybe when the girls get their pavilion built, you can do a Dan Morris Show get-together up there and cook out.
Well, we wouldn't have done it this lifetime, I think, right?
Yeah, there you go. Did you know, Ashley, did you hear how I slid that in? Ashley must have dropped off the phone. John, but they did say we should do a get-together in Wetumpka.
Oh, a get-together with Dan Morris listeners and Dan Morris, too?
Yeah. Oh, it's, let me
absolutely.
Tell you, we have a great time. I mean, we've had some super-duper successful ones. We had one that was huge. I mean, we've had several that are really, really good. So we might have to, the three of us might have to talk about that, okay?
Yeah, we'd love to entertain that idea.
John.
That sounds great, Dan. I would love to do that. Man, let's get it together and make it happen. You just call me and Ashley and you and I will talk about it. And I would love to be more of your audience and all those fine folks that listen to this wonderful show that you have here. So I'm all on board with that. Count me in, my friend.
I like that an awful lot. John, Ashley, I want y'all to have a great day. John, you stay safe riding around now, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye, y'all.
Bye. See you, John.
Bye-bye,
Dan. One of the better calls here. I like that. Jason S. is already on the phone.
Yeah.
Jason S., I want to tell you something, buddy. You hear your name, your ears are blistering, and you're the winner of the $50 gift card.
Well, all I can say, like I told Joey, happy late birthday to me. That's great. I really appreciate that. I just wish I could do the refinance through them. Like I told you the other day, I've got mine paid down too far, so I don't quite qualify, but I still enjoy talking with them and dealing with them, and maybe I'll do some business with them in the future. So,
well, I hope so.
Thank you so much, Mortgage Corporation of the South, that gift card. I will definitely enjoy that.
Well, Joey has sent me your information. As soon as I can find my phone, I will get that on to John, and he's got it. Did it charge up?
Yeah, a little bit. We'll get more later.
Yep, we got you, Jason. I'm sending it to John as we speak. So,
outstanding. I appreciate it, gentlemen. Y'all continue good work, and I'll continue listening.
They're going to give you a call and go up and see them, okay? Well, you've been up there, haven't you?
No, I've just talked to them, but I know where they're at, and I'll try to get that done tomorrow afternoon, and that way I don't leave them waiting. I know they like it done in a timely manner, so try to do that.
Well, Jason S., I appreciate it, and happy belated birthday with a $50 gift card from Mortgage Corporation of the South.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. Okay, man. Need to get some more cuts in here. Let's do the John Yu on Durham appointment. This is going to be stop and go. But this guy is a former DOJ Deputy Attorney General, if I'm not mistaken, which means he was a department head. Listen to him talk about the Durham appointment.
Here in a nutshell was Democrats' prominent reaction to Bill Barr appointing John Durham as a special prosecutor, looking into the whole Russia and the investigation mess that followed on all of that. But they might want to be a little careful criticizing it, because no less than Joe Biden had been warning back in 1987 that such prosecutors aren't a bad idea. Quoting here, history proves that those who would strike down the independent counsel statute as unconstitutional based their claim on a flawed factual premise. History teaches that prosecutions have not always been controlled by the Attorney General and that they've not always been public. In my view, the independent counsel statute can and should withstand constitutional scrutiny. To John Yu, the former Deputy Assistant Attorney General on all of that. What do you make of that, John? Because here we go with yet another one on this, where I guess Joe Biden could contend, well, this is a good idea. I don't think he's saying that, but what do you think?
Well, Neil, I think that Joe Biden wished that there were no internet where you could easily find articles and speeches that he gave when the independent counsel law went to the Supreme Court for the first time back in 1987. And in fact, Joe Biden loved special counsels so much then that he wanted them to have even more independence and more protection than Durham has. He wanted to make it almost impossible for presidents to order independent counsels around or fire them. The one that we have now, the independent counsel is really under the control of the Attorney General, still can be fired by the president. But more importantly, look at what he said in the quote that you just read. Biden should welcome John Durham's appointment because he said, even though the president should generally control prosecution, when we have to investigate the highest ranking members of the government or the Justice Department themselves, then we got to have independence. And independence means a special prosecutor like Durham.
Now, I shared with you yesterday, I believe that there's going to be meat put on the bones, not the entire package, before Christmas. And what they've got to do is they've got to get the meat on the bones so it's very apparent of who the targets are and that something has happened to kind of start moving this along. As I told you, the grand jury has been meeting. I think Michael Flynn will be another person within that grand jury envelope that's there. But they've got to get this thing kind of going where you have some activity so they're not trying to shut it down later on. And then if you have the activity, then if you shut it down, it looks way too political. But you have to have the activity that you know that will stick. Can't just be out there. Listen to the second part of this.
So what happens to Durham and what can he do? Obviously, his investigation will continue. He'll have to bring whatever he's coming to find to whoever Joe Biden's attorney general is going to be. Explain that process.
He can basically do everything that Robert Mueller did. He's going to be able to hire up a full staff. He's going to have a pretty large budget. And he's, most importantly, he's going to be able to follow the evidence wherever it leads him. And that's what I think ought to worry a Biden, just like independent counsels tormented Clinton, tormented Trump, tormented Reagan, because it may start off on one subject. He's going to follow the evidence. Other things may come to light. You never know. And so that's why presidents end up burning up a lot of time and energy and find these kinds of investigations quite crippling. Durham's going to start by looking at what were the origins of this probe into Russia collusion. Some of these meetings are ones where Biden himself was president, was present as vice president. Who knows what else might be there once Durham starts digging.
Also, it would be interesting to say, did he ever hear the words crossed by a hurricane? And that would be interesting. Let me go to a break. We've got more from John Yoo right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Marquita Wilson, the owner of Five Star Bail Bonds. And when it comes to advertising my business, I advertise with the best, Blue Water Broadcasting. My number one choice. Blue Water have definitely helped increase my business. Give Blue Water a call today.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Save my life, I'm going down for the last time. Woman with the sweet loving better than a white line. Don't you know she could bring a good feeling, ain't having such a long time.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Save my life, I'm going down.
I forgot to go downstairs and get the oranges.
Oh, man.
I'm slipping, Joey. It's an old age and mental health problems, you know.
What's my excuse?
Old age. Well, mental health,
yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, let's continue with this last part of John Yoo on Durham. Interesting.
But he's not exactly Johnny Rocket, though, right? John Durham, I mean, in getting stuff out. Do you suspect that this could go on for years?
You know, if you were Biden, you wish he would hurry up now, wouldn't you? Because the last thing you want is this to be, you know, the sword of Damocles hanging over the Biden administration's head for 2 or 3 years. But you're quite right, Neil. Durham doesn't feel like he has to hurry up for anybody. I mean, I'm sure President Trump and Attorney General Barr would have loved for him to wrap up his probe over the summer, but COVID got in the way. I think maybe some witnesses gave him a hard time, and so he's had to delay past the election. I could see him easily taking a whole nother year to complete his probe, especially if he starts finding evidence of new kinds of wrongdoing that we don't even know about yet.
And that's going to be one of the things is that they said this is a narrow, the scope is Crossfire Hurricane. But if they come into anything else as a crime, they run across a crime, they can go in and ask to investigate that. Now, who are they asking? Are they asking Barr, or are they asking the new Attorney General if Biden is the president? That is going to make it a little bit more difficult for him. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how late's going to happen with this thing. Durham has basically been leak-free. The only things that people really know about Durham is they're observing it from seeing the people going to where their office is in Virginia. I think it was a brilliant move to do Virginia instead of being down at FBI headquarters, which looks like a sieve. Mm. But they have D.C. and Virginia, but the main group is in Virginia. And so it's observation, and then there's going to bars. You can find out more information in bars in Washington, D.C. I mean, it's like that's the intelligence community place to go. So it's going to be interesting to see how this thing unfolds, as they would say.
Well, and it's also the old thought, you sit down at a bar, it's like, are these honeypots or I'd become more attractive all of a sudden? Especially Russians.
You there know. You go, like going to that hotel in Kingston, Jamaica. All the good-looking ladies at Aeroflot that just showed up all of a sudden. We can't do a day that Senator John Kennedy is on that we don't have him on. Let me get to that in a moment, if you don't mind. Let me get Tom Fenton. And Tom Fenton is going to be talking about whistleblowers coming forth.
I'm a citizen who's looking out for the best interest of my nation, and I'm trying to warn my other fellow citizens of what's happening. And when people are just so consumed with their irrational hatred for Donald Trump, they forget that there were local elections on that ballot as well. And those local elections impact us even more, because those are the people who make the direct decisions that impact our day-to-day lives. And we're just trying to tell people what's happening, and they're just roundly dismissing us all as a bunch of liars because they're so consumed with their hatred for Donald Trump.
President Trump pressing on with his legal fight for election integrity after more whistleblowers come forward with claims of voting irregularities.
The attorney general says he's found no evidence of widespread fraud. So what should Americans make of all this? Joining us with the answers, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. You know, there are a lot of people and a lot of the media specifically quick to just dismiss some of these stories from the whistleblowers without even so much as digging into them, it seems. What do you think about this?
Well, at least some of these legislators are looking into it, and they're the ones who decide in the end whether to endorse these electoral college slates that would decide who the president's going to be. So the media may be whistling past the graveyard on these allegations of election irregularities, but the state legislatures have to deal with it directly, and potentially Congress in the end, because they ultimately decide whether to approve or disapprove the Electoral College choices. So this is a political process, and the media obviously doesn't like Donald Trump, so they're going to ignore evidence that hurts their favored candidate in this contest, which is Joe Biden, obviously.
And you are really going to notice that when I play the Paula Reid piece. These guys, it is so, without any evidence and no proof of widespread fraud, and that even his own attorney general has said there's nothing there, which is not what he said. He said, we have not found anything at this point, but there's 1,000 active investigations of being active things being looked into. And it's all the way you see it. Paula Reid is a bigger bender of information I've ever seen. I mean, I kind of know what's going on, and then I listen to her and I go, oh, man. You are so tilting this. So let me stay with Tom Fitton here. In the court, Trump in court, but state legislatures may have to step in.
We've heard from whistleblowers, especially this week, it seems like they're getting a lot more attention, saying that, you know, a postal worker saying 100,000 ballots he delivered across three state lines, allegations of dead people voting, and yet the president's team hasn't been able to make any legal inroads. Why?
Well, because I don't think the courts are ready to grapple with the consequences of the maladministration of the elections, which I think was purposeful. We knew mail-in ballots were going to result in problems like this, and the states changed the rules contrary to state law and arguably the Constitution in a way that makes it unclear as to whether these ballots were counted appropriately or handled appropriately. And the courts, the consequence of that is that you may have ballots thrown out or a change in what is the current result of the election contest, and the courts don't want to get into it. And so it's a political decision, in my view, by the courts, and this is why the Electoral College process, which involves the state legislatures and Congress, may be the best insurance mm-hmm. we have to ensure the person who actually won is the president.
News 93.1, Dan Moore Show going to be back after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If it came from Santa, it probably came through Wholesale Hunter in Wetumpka. Ammo, rifles, shotguns, pistols. Wholesale Hunter is all you need. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter, Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road.
United. Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
If you are new in town, you may not know that we have served the River Region for over 30 years and offer emergency service 24/7. United is committed to giving the best service with the best quality of work and want to say thank you to everyone in the River Region we have served. We hope we exceeded your expectations in customer service and quality of work, and you enjoy your family and friends this holiday season, and we can all be thankful for the opportunities and blessings we have. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
Let United be your one-stop service company for the new year. We would be grateful if you give us a try.
For the number one service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
I'm Ashley Smith, owner of Rick's Jewelers. The results we saw after a few weeks running on Blue Water Broadcasting were phenomenal. Our sales rep was easy to work with, and we have been pleased with how helpful the entire team has been. We will continue to run our campaigns across the Blue Water family of stations, especially as we gear up for our busiest time of year.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have showers coming back into our forecast, but not right away. I think today is a dry day and also a milder day with a high temperature in the upper 50s to around 60. Tonight, if you have evening plans, I think you're all right, but the chance of showers returns in the overnight hours, and at least through the morning and midday hours on Friday, showers are likely. Low tonight, 50. Tomorrow's high, 61, so we are getting a little milder. That's good news. And we have a storm-free weekend forecast. Lots of cool sunshine with highs in the 50s and lows in the 30s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's holiday service special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, and wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Adam Schiff flip-flops on special counsels after the Durham appointment. Let's go ahead and take a listen to this. Now, just for your knowledge at home, this was back in September of 2018.
We ought to take up this bill in the last week of this session and make sure that Mueller is protected so that we don't have to wonder what happens in the kind of constitutional crisis that would follow.
And then on Tuesday, he comes out saying that Barr is using the special counsel law for a purpose it was not intended, to continue a politically motivated investigation. Tom, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, Adam Schiff ought to be investigated over his collusion against President Trump, what he knew and when about the lies used to justify the last special counsel investigation, Robert Mueller. The question is, are we going to allow misconduct by the Justice Department, the FBI, and other agencies to go by without any accountability, whether either finding out the full truth of what went on or prosecutions? Adam Schiff, for political purposes, doesn't want that to happen. I'm not all that confident Durham's going to prosecute anyone significant. In the least, we ought to find out what the heck he's been doing since April of last year. Mm-hmm. Adam Schiff being the standard bearer of law and order in this town, to me, that's a symptom of the swamp more than anything else.
Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the NMR show.
Dan and Jody, how are y'all doing today?
Doing good, my friend.
Well, that's great. That's great. Guys, Dan, about the COVID shot, I've seen these three ex-presidents on TV. What you think about that?
I haven't seen it. What did they do?
Well, they stand there just kind of looking so honest in their so dishonest ways. I think it was Bill Clinton, Obama. And of all people, Dan, if the American people ain't done already lost enough confidence in the Bush family, this idiot's going to get up there with Obama and Clinton? Kudos. I mean, these people are way out of touch. I don't know what that message supposed to send to the American people, but I don't trust nah any of them. That's the establishment. That's what we're fighting right now, Dan.
Is it a video?
It's almost like a public service announcement. It's a video about how they're going to take their COVID shots. And I guess it's going to be video that they're going to take their COVID vaccine shots when they come out. To me, it seems so ironic that the worst people they could put on there is these people here. You got the three-time losers. You got Bill Clinton, and we all know about that. Worst president ever in America. And then, I guess, the brother of the big boy pants, he had to jump in with the Democrats. And he's going to do it, too. It's just shocking to me that the Bushes are that stupid.
Wow.
But anyway, you know, Dan, these days is over with. This is the old establishment, the Bushes, the McCains, and all the rest of them. No harsh feelings in any way, but these people have contributed to the destruction of our country and the society that we have now. And they cannot deny that because they've been in office, and this is where we're at. And so it's another, to me, when I look at stuff like that, and I might look at them kind of weird, but I looked at that and I said, well, that really confirms in my mind that the Bushes was nothing but a bunch of political presidential hacks to the CIA in this country. Because this stuff didn't just start yesterday. Reality is reality. People wake up. This stuff ain't been going on and they don't know about it. And if it is going on and they ain't doing nothing about it, they letting it go on. And so all together with all of this, it's still a great day because it's all over the place now, Dan. It's out there like wildfire. Everybody knows about it. Everybody does. Even though the left press has tried to not put it out there, it's everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. It's just, you know, too many things, too much going on with this election. And I think a lot of even Democrats are not sure at this point. And so it's exciting to me, though, because I'm glad our election system is being looked at. So I look at it as positive. Keep going, Republicans. Keep pushing forward. Trump, give them everything you got. That's the way I feel about it, Dan.
I like that. Well, I hope he can prevail, but you never know.
Well, I'm not looking for a prevailment in the presidential fight here, but by far no means put your hands down and give up. And then even no matter how it turns out, it's still not over. So one way or the other, we in a fight, a civil war. I've been saying this since the Trump train started. We in a civil war, a political civil war, and the people are fighting it, and we in the midst of it right now. So keep up the fight, everybody.
Well, Rodney, as always, I appreciate the telephone call, and I want you to have a good and safe day.
All right, guys, y'all keep on doing what y'all doing. We're going to keep on doing it. Let's turn it up. Republicans, Americans, let's turn it up. Let's turn it up. We got to get this right.
Rodney, you take care. Be safe, my friend.
All right.
Clint Jr., welcome aboard the DMR show on a Thursday.
Did you say Clint Jr.?
I did.
I didn't hear you. I was calling about your last caller and the presidents all wanting to take this vaccine. Hasn't Trump already done that?
No, he took the Robertson shot, which is not the vaccine.
Oh, I thought he took a couple things when he had COVID.
Right, he had Remdesivir, which actually they're not using as much now, but it was Regeneron. It was kind of a man-made antibody, but it was not the vaccine. And now that he's on the other side of it, I don't know how much need there is, but we'll see.
And Trump has already said that he would take it first. They're just jumping on what he does.
Well, I'm not sure if he needs to take it since he's already had it.
Well, yeah, now he's already had it. This was before he had it. All right, well, you guys have a good day.
Clint Jr., you have a good day yourself. Haven't we already done Morse Code Push himself?
Yeah, I just had it.
Just kind of got stuck. You just like him so much, you just want to do that. Okay. Sorry, Tom Fenton. I'm one of your absolute favorite people in America. One of your favorite... one of your absolute favorite congressmen. Your favorite person from California.
Yeah.
Your favorite person on the Intelligence Committee. The guy who looks like a turtle that just had a stun grenade.
Do you do this to Benji?
I do. I do. Let's listen in to Tom Fenton talking about Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff flip-flops on special counsels after the Durham appointment. Let's go ahead and take a listen to this. Now, just for your knowledge at home, this was back in September of 2018.
We ought to take up this bill in the last week of this session and make sure that Mueller is protected so that we don't have to wonder what happens in the kind of constitutional crisis that would follow.
And then on Tuesday, he comes out saying that Barr is using the special counsel law for a purpose it was not intended, to continue a politically motivated investigation. Tom, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, Adam Schiff ought to be investigated over his collusion against President Trump, what he knew and when about the lies used to justify the last special counsel investigation, Robert Mueller. The question is, are we going to allow misconduct by the Justice Department, the FBI, and other agencies to go by without any accountability, whether either finding out the full truth of what went on or prosecutions? Adam Schiff, for political purposes, doesn't want that to happen. I'm not all that confident Durham's going to prosecute anyone significant. In the least, we ought to find out what the heck he's been doing since April of last year. Mm-hmm. Adam Schiff being the standard bearer of law and order in this town, to me, that's a symptom of the swamp more than anything else.
It's interesting that he said that he didn't think Durham would prosecute anybody. It, from folks that have a sense of Durham and Barr, their feeling is they would not be doing what they're doing right now if they didn't feel that they had something. That's kind of the consensus that's out there. And what they would have done is just kept it kind of going and not have made it a special prosecutor. Just had him there as a U.S. attorney and say, well, you know, I'm looking into these things. I mean, if my folks are correct and the grand jury has been convened in this meeting and is listening to witnesses, then they're pretty far down the food chain of this thing. And what they're doing is they're now dealing with the people that are the targets of all this, the folks that are the suspect. And you normally do, from what I understand, John D., correct me if I'm wrong with this, what they do is they then bring them in or do an interview with them with the information they've already gotten from the grand jury that's been put out there, that's been confirmed, to see what they do and how they react. And then you kind of go into the next step. And then if they don't want to come in, then you go, well, we have an indictment with your name on it here. Dear James Comey. Okay, so now, let me give you a little taste here. You crack me up. A Paula Reid on Trump's last gasp. Listen to her tone.
President Trump yesterday released a 46-minute video address from the White House. He did not give the speech to address the coronavirus pandemic. Instead, his bizarre rant addressed his own political problems, where he fueled baseless claims of election fraud. Mr. Trump called it, quote, maybe the most important speech of his life. Paula Reid has the story.
If we are right about the fraud, Joe Biden can't be president.
But the president is wrong. Judges in courts across the country have said the campaign has not provided evidence of widespread voter fraud. And Joe Biden is the president-elect. Neither of those facts deterred the president, who released the 46-minute White House-produced video on Facebook Wednesday, filled with false accusations about the election.
We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks, and months.
The president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, made similar baseless claims in Michigan yesterday evening.
This election was stolen by mail-in ballots.
He appeared with witnesses who weren't under oath and urged lawmakers to award the state's electoral votes, which Mr. Biden won, to the president instead.
All I can tell you is we let him get away with this. I don't know what happens after this.
But the hearing was held in Michigan's State House, not a court of law. A judge previously deemed some of the witnesses' accounts as not credible.
Okay, there was so much wrong with what you just said. Number one, the judge did not say that there was no evidence there and that Joe Biden is president-elect. The judge did not say that. The judge said there was not enough evidence to change the votes, to overthrow the election in Pennsylvania. That's what the judge said. And when she said these people were there and they were not under oath, and you don't do an oath with them in Pennsylvania. What you do is they had affidavits of everything that they were saying they swore to. Now, she neglected to mention that to you, didn't she? And this is so typical of them. They decide how to parse something to make it sound the worst, that Rudy Giuliani, without any evidence, he was standing there with tons of evidence. He had a ton of evidence. He had affidavits. He had eyewitnesses who had sworn to what they had seen. This is why Paula Reid and the sycophant press need to just go away. They need to go learn their profession and do it correctly and not be arbiters of one side of the coin. They need to do both sides of the coin. They need to really get in there. Let me go to a break. Coming back, I got Paula Reid, I got Red Top, more.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Mic wasn't open when I said that, was it? Okay. 272-9228. Red Top dropped. Red Top, Red Top, Red Top. No patience for Danny Boy, huh? Probably paint isn't drying too well in the cold weather here. Whoa. Okay, just to kind of get you guys going, you heard Paula Reid. Well, she's not through with this stuff yet. Now she's going to hit DOJ, Barr, in the new COVID bill. Listen in.
Just a day earlier, Mr. Trump's own attorney general became the highest-ranking administration official to publicly dispute the president's claim and said federal investigators had not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. Barr reportedly had an intense meeting with President Trump on Tuesday over the attorney general's remarks undercutting Mr. Trump's fraud claims. The White House refused to say whether the president still has confidence in Barr.
The president, if he has any personnel announcements, will be the first to know it.
And while the president and his lawyers cried foul on the election, the president-elect was focused on the economic crisis he'll inherit in January.
We're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead between now and January.
Mr. Biden held a virtual roundtable with people struggling economically amid the pandemic.
This isn't a political game. This impacts on people's real lives and families. It impacts on all of you, all of us. And we need to get help out the door as soon as we can.
As millions of American families and small businesses reach a breaking point, long-awaited stimulus relief appears closer to actually happening after Democratic leaders endorsed a $908 billion proposal. That is a significant concession for the House Speaker, who had been holding out for a $2 trillion deal. Now, while both parties say they are committed to passing some sort of package, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell appears committed to a much smaller deal.
You know, do you remember right before the election back in October where he said that we're going to hit, you know, potentially 500,000 by the end of the year and we're still in the 250 level? I mean, he gives these outrageous numbers. We're not going to have 250,000 people die between now and the end of December. I mean, that you would have to be, and again, Joe, just think about this. Today is December the 3rd. 31 days. You have 28 days. So to do a quarter of a million people, you have to do about 8,500 people a day. Joe, that's starting today. Joe, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. But this is just how outrageous. And the press didn't go 250,000 people in a month between now and the end of the year. But they never question it. I mean, that's stupid.
They're on the same team.
Absolutely stupid. I mean, it's just use some critical thinking. You would have to have, and a reporter said, you know, for you to hit your 250,000 number, you would have to have 8,500 people die a day. Do you think that's going to happen? And the answer is going to be no. You just say 8,000 people a day. And what day is that going to start, former Vice President? And they never question him. Never, ever question him. And they just let it all just kind of spew on out there. But there are some people that get questioned. Georgia's investigating one of my favorite current governors, Stacey Abrams. The true governor of Georgia, by the way. Yes. Listen to this report.
We are less than 5 weeks away from the runoffs in Georgia that will determine which party controls the power in the U.S. Senate for the next 2 years at least. And the effort to win by any means necessary is becoming more aggressive on both sides. Correspondent Jonathan Sarri has the latest tonight from Atlanta.
One, two.
As the battle for control of the Senate continues in Georgia, the state's top elections official has launched an investigation into liberal groups allegedly attempting to register residents who are out of state or deceased to vote in the January 5th runoffs. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says he received multiple solicitations from the New Georgia Project, an organization founded by former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams and chaired until January by Democratic Senate candidate Raphael Warnock.
Here's something that came to our house yesterday. We got three of them, all from the same organization. And it's to my son, Brenton J. Raffensperger, who passed away 2 years ago.
In an effort to exploit divisions among Republicans, a progressive political action committee has purchased ad space on 9 billboards stating Senators Perdue and Loeffler didn't deliver for Trump, don't deliver for them.
Discouraging people from voting is not the right way to go about this. Fight about your values, argue,
engage, persuade.
The billboard campaign comes amid ongoing legal challenges by Trump loyalists alleging wide-scale voter fraud. Georgia's Republican Secretary of State says the allegations are unfounded, and he's fighting legal efforts by a group of Republican electors to inspect the state's new voting machines. Experts say most Georgians have already made up their minds about whether they support the incumbents or Democratic challengers Warnock and John Ossoff.
This election is about turnout. It's not really about persuasion. So even though some of the ads and the content of the ads might try to persuade that small sliver of undecided voters, those would be one low propensity voters who would be less likely to show up.
And midnight is the deadline for Georgia's 159 counties to finish a statewide machine count of presidential ballots. 132 counties have already finished their tallies, leaving 27 others working into the night to meet the deadline.
Okay. So why would the Secretary of State not let them see the voting machines? Why would they not let them see the envelopes that came in with absentee? By the way, Nevada is going to go through and they're going to allow them to take 100 random envelopes out and look at them and see do the signatures and everything match. And then they're going to extrapolate that from the rest of them. So if they come in and they have a high number and say the number's 10%, then that means that you may have a 10% faultiness in the rest of the stuff. The other thing is, in Nevada, I understand they cannot tell them how many absentee ballots were sent out and how many absentee ballots were sent in that you have envelopes for.
Yeah, 2 days ago on the morning show, I was kind of just thinking out loud. At a certain point, does the, say like CBS, have to reach a threshold to where they can't just mock? Like, that clip's amazing that we played a second ago before the Georgia.
Paul Reed?
Yeah, where the baseless, erratic, unhinged, these sort of terms. How long can they go just, you know, calling it names and then have to actually respond to what they're presenting?
I think it's going to be to the point that a court or legislature makes a decision.
Makes sense.
If they do something, then the press is going to be stuck with this whole thing. But I just do not get in the email. I told the audience that right before the election, and I said to John Merrill, I'm getting these things about registering to vote. Yeah. And voting absentee, and I was getting a ton of them. I have not gotten any so far, but I'm kind of waiting on it, because one of the ones he held up looked very familiar to one that I had gotten, and it seemed to be a mass thing. Wouldn't it be interesting, because Warnock, who was the head of this organization that they're investigating, and that was up to the point that he was running, I believe it was still very involved with it when he was running. This is going to be interesting. Can you hear how loud they're going to scream if they take them to court or they find them, they charge them with something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a political ploy. You're just doing this to disgrace a black man and a woman.
Yes, of course.
Who needs dental? I didn't say that. I did. Dan, I apologize. I did not say that. That was the evil Dan Morris that said that, was even thinking about that. News 93.1. Last hour on a Thursday, coming up.